This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Liz Lemon.
Hi, welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast. Are you in need of a centered place? One might be closer than you think. I have the pleasure of introducing today our neighbor, our good neighbor, Phil Migram. Phil, how are you doing from the centered place?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Great. We are excited to learn all about your business.
I'm excited to tell you about it.
All right. Well, please tell us about your business and what you do.
Okay. Well, the Centered Place is a yoga studio. We teach yoga classes and meditation. My wife and I are co-directors and partners, and we're the staff right now. Since the pandemic, we've narrowed down to just the two of us. Two of our other teachers weren't able to continue.
Wow.
But pardon?
How did you get into the business?
Well, first of all, Nancy started the business as a business back in 1988. We didn't meet until a couple years later. I had been practicing yoga since 1970. That's a long story if you want to hear it, but I'm very grateful that I started practicing when I did. I needed it, and I still do. It's still a great support for my health and well-being and my personal growth and spiritual growth. The business itself, Liz, it started with Nancy, as I mentioned. She started in her basement here, actually in our home now, and when we partnered after about a couple years, we built added on a timber frame creates a nice large space for our students in the basement. It was a low ceiling, and our tallest students couldn't raise their arms very high over their heads.
Wow.
Much of a stretch. But here we have unlimited height because it's a timber frame. It's a wonderful space. The floor is heated. It's a great thing. You come in and you lie down and you start to melt,
right.
Especially in the winter.
Phil, what are the myths and misconceptions of the industry?
The main one I hear is sometimes I'll hear someone say, "Oh, I can't do yoga. I'm not flexible." That's kind of backwards. You get flexible by doing yoga, but that's not the most important thing about yoga. A lot of people think it's all about how you look, whether you can touch your toes, but it's much deeper than that, at least the way we teach it. It's a meditative practice, and it's an inner practice as well as a physical practice. And what we're striving for is to develop a quiet mind so we can be more at peace with ourselves, and even better so we can find beyond the noise of our mind that there's something really lovely inside each of us, and we call it the self, capital S self. It's your own true nature is there waiting to be revealed, and yoga is about revealing that. And when you've finished a yoga class, you feel like you're more you.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, outside of work, what do you do for fun?
I bike. I like to support Amherst Cinema and see a good film, but when I have time. Haven't lately, but I'm looking forward to getting back there. My wife and I like to take walks around the neighborhood, and our fun is picking up the garbage that people throw out of their cars on the way.
we're
contributing to the environment. We feel good about it, and it's not a pain. It's an honor.
Right. Let's change gears for just a moment. Can you describe a hardship or life's challenges that you rose above and can now say that you're better because of it and stronger?
For me, I would think the most, well, there's a couple things. One hardship was learning that there's more to life than being popular. I always wanted to be popular and everybody to like me. And the hardship was to realize not everybody's going to like me. It's not possible. So what came from that was to find my centered place and my inner strength and who I am, independent of what other people think about me.
Right. Absolutely. What about one thing you wish our listeners knew about the centered place?
That it's a accessible yoga. We usually say it's a yoga for everybody. It's not hard. It's delicious. It's sweet. And meditation too. It's not something where you have to sit and be painstakingly still. It's something that you, it's more like instead of climbing a mountain, it's like taking a plunge.
Right. So,
and the yoga we practice and the meditation both.
Okay. How can our listeners learn more about the centered place?
They can call us. I could give you the phone number. It's 413-436-7374. We're in Warren, Massachusetts. They can go to our website, which is www.thecenteredplace.com. I wish they had a CALM, but it's a COM.
Right.
That's about, and we have a Facebook page as well. The Centered Place could be found there, and Instagram and Twitter, X.
Okay. Well, Phil, I really appreciate you being on the show today. We wish you and the Centered Place the best moving forward.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnppalmer.com. That's gnppalmer.com. Or call 413-414-5940.